Hey there, friend. It's episode 172 of the Story Hacker podcast. And today, I'm going to talk real quick because I'm recording this on a Sunday. And this is one of the episodes that only subscribers get to know about, because I don't advertise the Saturday and Sunday episodes at all on social media. And maybe for that reason, they're slightly more personal. I don't know. But anyway, today I want to talk about fundamentals. And those of you who have been listening to this podcast for a while will have seen me, or heard me. Yeah, you'll have heard me going on this journey into fundamentals. And, you know, I started this story hacker thing and the stories that in business, with this idea that, with this knowledge really, from it, that was drawn from my own experience, that stories have a massive role to play in influencing behaviour and making sales, whether it's your backstory or your front story, your offer, or whatever. And you'll have heard me, you know, getting into the tools and tactics of storytelling, which is a layer down from that, right? And but then recently I've been getting interested in, I suppose you'd call it the chemistry of storytelling, but, you know, I've talked before about, you know, cortisol production and oxytocin production and dopamine production, you know, the kind of things that good stories stimulate in our brains. And it's got me thinking over the past couple of weeks that I want to go a level down from that, and I want to understand how these chemicals, which I think are neurotransmitters, but that's part of what I'm finding out now, but how these chemicals are actually formed and what's going on. And that means really going into the kind of the biological functions of the brain and what have you. And for some of you, this will be a total turn off, obviously. But what I want to do is just illustrate the point that whatever you're into, it can be really, really useful to go deeper into the sort of the foundations, because it can not only help you understand what you're already doing and what is already successful, but it can really trigger new levels of understanding and new insights and make the thing that you do every day for other people, you know, whatever product you provide, whatever service, whatever story you're telling or selling, it can really make a difference. And I've bought a couple of books over the past couple of days to help me with this. And one is a book that's literally about the science of sort of selling. And of course, that includes a lot about stories. But also I bought a book about... well, it's a textbook about neural behaviour, and it's really, you know, it's like a, I guess you'd call it a university degree, undergraduate sort of textbook. So it's, you know, pretty hefty. And my wife saw it and said, got some light reading then. And it is. And part of the reason I'm rushing this podcast a little bit is because I've been sat there reading it, and we're off to the cinema soon to see Emma, which I'll probably talk about tomorrow. But when I told my son, he went, "Who's Emma?" Anyway, my point remains that it is worth challenging the foundations of what you're doing. And by challenge, I mean looking deeper, getting that microscope out and looking for the things that make the things that make the things that allow you to do what you do well. Because I think it can really, really help. So here's the question for you. What do you do? And why does it work? And I think if you keep asking that question, why does this work that way? You can get down to you know, the next level beneath, and then the next level beneath that, and it will improve your life, it'll improve your understanding, it'll improve your opportunities for growth, which I think we all need from time to time. Anyway, I've got to go, but thanks for listening. It's episode 172, I think I said, didn't I, of the Story Hacker podcast. And thanks for subscribing. I really appreciate it.